Good morning, Weather Service political observer Alan Shartok. On another cold morning, Alan, we were talking a little earlier, minus 22 up in Saranac Lake with the wind chill.
Yeah, David, it's a virtual vacation place. When I woke up in Great Barrington this morning, it was minus 2. And compared to some other places, that's pretty good. You know, when it gets down to zero or sub-zero in New York City, I don't know that those people know how to do that. You know, that's a whole different genre for them. And if you take a place like Washington, D.C., you know, it snows down there and they don't know what to do. So it's a real catastrophe for Americans. I have a communication from the Mass DOT to put my decal on my plate. There's only one small problem, and that is you have to do it at room temperature.
We're going to have to wait till spring.
So, catch 22. They'll be out there waiting for me on March 1st.
Well, we heard yesterday, Alan, we knew it was coming, but the grand jury has indicted former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, accused of taking bribes disguised as legal fees.
Well, already they've dropped a couple of the charges, some of the mail fraud charges, apparently. So they're tightening their case, and it's going to be back to the old theft of honest services. And as you remember, they changed that law. The court came down and said, no, it was too broad. But they retried Joe Bruno on that, the former Senate leader, and he beat that so that he was adjudged not guilty. So you can bet that Silver has two of the best lawyers you can find and that he's going to be going at it tooth the nail. I did notice that his chief of staff is coming over with him to his new place, and that chief of staff is Judy Rapfogle, and you may remember that her husband went to jail for having stolen money, but of course that doesn't and shouldn't tie to her.
We go from that to a remark. Alan, a remark was made by former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani about the president and talking about how he doesn't love America, he doesn't love me, he doesn't love you. And he commented that he wasn't being racist because Obama had a white mother.
Yeah, well, this is just playing to a particular part of the Republican crowd. You know, Giuliani, the man who brought us Bernie Kerik, who served jail time, and who he nominated or he tried to get nominated to be the chief of the Homeland Security Bureau, I don't know how the guy still survives. I look at his face and I say, is this Jim Carrey playing in the mask? So it is, to me, extraordinary that he's still out there and still spewing this racist poison.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie having some supporters, according to an article in the New York Times, turning away from him. And when you read it, it comes down to, well, his behavior.
Look, first of all, I'm astounded that the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is still out there after the great debacle of, you know, the lane closings. This leads us to start talking about his control over and the governor of New York's control over the Port Authority. There was a reform package passed by both legislatures, unanimously vetoed by those governors. Now they say all of a sudden the board is being independent. And if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. And they are saying they're going to hire a professional head of that agency who will not be politically responsible to the governors. Will you please give me a break? This thing really has a smell of very stinking fish.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, stay warm. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, it's not a good time to go fishing.